Chattanooga's number one hit music station. We are Hits 96 in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating with Brock Olson. Brock joining me in studio. Brock got an email, a little bit of a scenario. She wakes up every morning, makes her husband a nice meal, good lunch. But as of late, but once a week, he's bringing it back home untouched because there's another lady in the office that he works in who's bringing leftovers. Apparently, she's a good cook. She's always bringing in extra meals, and he's indulging. He's enjoying these meals, and the wife thinks that he might be sending her signals. She was wondering if she's being ridiculous. He thinks she is. Is she indeed being ridiculous? That's the big question that everybody wants to know.
Sure. Okay. Anonymous, thank you so much for writing this in. I was kind of giving a real brief recap a little bit ago about what everybody in my comment section, because I posted this on Facebook, as I do with all of these anonymous Hits 96 submissions, and pretty much everybody's on your side. They are saying that your feelings are valid, and I am with them. I think that your feelings are absolutely valid. I think that when you are trying to express yourself, through your love language, which is caring, you know, acts of service and things like that, and someone makes it difficult for you to do that for your partner, then you have every right to feel the way that you are currently feeling. So I always like thinking about counter scenarios. And a good counter scenario that if you are going to bring this, you know, to your partner's attention, maybe a counter scenario would be like, husband, how would you feel if my coworker gave me some gas money? Just once a week. Just gave me a little bit of gas money. Said that he gets points on his credit card. But, you know, once a week he tops it off. And see how he would feel. Because what I think happens a lot of the time, and you're experiencing it right now, is an inability to empathize. So he is saying he doesn't see anything wrong with it because he's really close to the situation. He's not an observer of the situation. So it's hard for him to understand where you're coming from. So if we're able to paint a really vivid picture of a counter scenario to get somebody to really understand where we're coming from, I think that's one of the most powerful tools that you can bring to a relationship is being able to communicate really clearly and get them into one of the most empathetic states by giving those counter scenarios. So that's one thing that I would do. I would talk to him about that. Second thing, and I said this before we went to music and commercial break, and this is going to be more for you. This is outside of the conversation you need to have with him. But there are some details here that do make this more of a concern. And somebody said one of them here, and I'm going to give it to you in a second. But one of them was, is she intentionally making him food? Or is it like, hey, I made a big pot roast because they don't sell less than 3 pounds of meat at a time, and it's just going to go bad, and so she brings some, and it's just a once-a-week type of thing, and he's not getting special treatment. If that's the case, me as a dating coach, I don't see much of an issue. Like, it's just going to go to waste. Is he the only person who's getting this treatment? I'm doing air quotes here, this treatment. Is he the only person that's getting this treatment? Also, yes, you did say that she's single, but is she like 85?
Right.
All these types of details really depend are what would trigger a cause for concern, if you will. If she's like a 70-year-old woman who lost her husband and she's making too much food and she just so happens to be bringing it and he's just eating it and he's just not, you know, being aware or caring, that's one thing. However, the part that is still the issue, regardless of even that scenario, is your feelings. Above all, your partner's feelings matter. It doesn't matter if if your kids are having an issue, your partner's feelings come first. If your family's having an issue, your partner's feelings come first. Work issues, I'm sorry, husband, but your coworker's feelings and your fear of offending her comes last. Your wife's opinion and her feelings matter above all. So just pushing her concerns aside, saying it's not a big deal. Listen, it is a big deal. If she's feeling some type of way, it is your job to alleviate any of that concern there. Now, maybe your coworker's not doing anything wrong. Maybe this is all completely harmless and your wife is able to sleep in on a Friday and she doesn't have to get up and make you lunch or something like that. But it's your job to communicate why this isn't a threat and do your very best to respect your marriage. You're supposed to be respecting your wife, and nobody is supposed to come between that. So, husband, your job should be to not eat this woman's food if it is making your wife feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. It seems like it's so much more to the lady that wrote in, the wife. It seems like it's so much more than just lunch.
Of course.
This is like a gift.
It's a love language. It's a love language. Yeah. It's an act of service. And it's not like... And wife here, she's not just doing something casually. It's not just leftovers. She's getting up intentionally to make you lunch so you can go to work, so you can provide for the family. When somebody else is stepping into that system that's unwelcome, like, you know, you need to do what's necessary to protect that system. I don't care whose feelings get hurt. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, people in your life are going to come and go. Your partner's supposed to stay. Like, that's priorities, and you got to respect that.
No, I completely agree. And it seems like it's another communication thing. Like we always say, it breaks down to that. But if the husband is saying it's really that harmless, like you're saying, then that needs to be clarified so the wife feels better about the whole situation. Bottom line.
I couldn't agree more.
Excellent. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. You out there, if you have a scenario that you would like Brock to break down, now's the time to send that email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. You can also hit us up on social media, of course, and you can reach out to Brock, too. Make sure you give Brock a follow, at TheBrockOlson. All types of questions like these, not just here on Hits, but just constantly posting them, getting people to weigh in on this stuff. And if you follow Brock, too, you can also put in your opinion. We like to get the ball rolling there in different ways. And of course, you can always check out Brock's website too, BrockOlson.com. All of these conversations posted up on our website at hits96.com, so feel free to go there and get all those details as well. Brock, we appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.